Military 222. The actions of all American military men are governed by a code of conduct. To General William Dean, while a prisoner of war in Korea, the code meant a stubborn allegiance to his president. During an early interrogation by his North Korean captors, General Dean was asked to make an open statement condemning what they called the aggressive policy of the United States dictated by the president. But General Dean refused, saying, "As a professional soldier of the United States, I cannot criticize our president, because the president is the supreme commander of the United States Army. I swore this when I joined the Army." That's what the code meant to General Dean. That's what it means to any American in uniform. Military 223. The actions of our American military men are governed by a code of conduct. And each man, by remaining faithful to the code, honors the uniform he wears, whether he be soldier, sailor, airman, or marine. This faithfulness to the code is demonstrated by him not only in combat, but in time of peace. His creed is voiced in these words from the Good Book: "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." That's what the code means to the American military man.
That's all we're going
to
do.
Military 224. From the earliest days of our history, the actions of America's military men have been governed by codes of conduct. During the Revolutionary War, a 14-year-old patriot enlisted in the Continental Army to add his support to our fight for independence. Captured by the British, the brave youngster stubbornly refused to divulge vital information which would have aided the enemy, even after he was badly sword-whipped. After his escape, he continued to fight, secure in the knowledge that he had not betrayed his country. That's what the code meant to young Andrew Jackson. That's what it means to every loyal American in uniform.
I play it.
Military 225. In every war in which they have participated, American fighting men have honored a code of conduct. A code which, when defeat seemed inevitable, urged them to continue fighting. A code which added to our military gospel such unforgettable words of encouragement as, "Don't give up the ship," and "I have not yet begun to fight." To these heroic words, let us add General Anthony McAuliffe's answer when advised to surrender his men during the Battle of Bastogne in World War II. General McAuliffe's answer was the one word, "Nuts." But it was a word which inspired the troops to fight on in the face of great odds. This fighting on, when defeat seemed inevitable, is what the code meant to General McAuliffe and the men at Bastogne. It is also what the code means to every American.
That sure is an old one. You really have got an old one there.
It has been a long time since you played that.
Military 226.
It's them juicy lips and hold that thing so pretty like that I like to watch.
What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? When someone once asked, "What makes a fighting man risk his life in combat?" Colonel S.L.A. Marshall, an outstanding American military historian, answered the question this way: "The soldier will be persuaded largely by the same things which induce him to face life bravely: friendship, loyalty to responsibility, and knowledge that he is entrusted with the faith and confidence of others." Men who have been in battle know from first-hand experience that when the chips are down, a man fights to help the man next to him. That's what the code means to the American military man. Military 227. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? During World War I, when the Allies were fighting for possession of Belleau Wood, the 2nd Division of American Marines was ordered to set up a new defense line. When they reached the area, a retreat was already in progress, Their plans for a last-ditch resistance was considered suicidal by those who suggested that the Marines join in the general retreat. This suggestion brought from Captain Lloyd Williams of the Marine Corps the classic reply, "Retreat hell, we just got here." This was the code by which our American Marines fought so bravely and successfully in World War I. This is the code by which any American in uniform lives and fights. Military number 228. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? For one thing, it means coordination. Like a machine which depends on all its parts working together to ensure smooth operation, a military unit depends on the cooperation of every man if it is to be successful. Marcus Aurelius, one of the world's greatest military experts, put it this way: "We soldiers are born for cooperation, as are the feet, the hands, the eyelids, and the upper and lower jaws." And he was right. One cannot work successfully without the other. Each man must be responsible for his own actions, knowing that how he conducts himself affects the actions involved in the world. That's what the code means to the American military man. Military number 229. What does the code of conduct mean to the American youth? For one thing, it means complete trust in God and God's help. This strength of faith was given added meaning in Korea by U.S. Army Chaplain Emil Capone. Father Capone, as he was called, was captured by the communists and thrown into a prisoner of war camp. Though the communists never tortured him, they tried by warnings and ominous threats to stop what they called his poisonous Christian propaganda. But Father Capone defied them at every turn as he continued to bring spiritual help to his men. What the code meant to him is summed up in the words of one of his boys. He and the things he believed in.
About his own soft hand, shall we?
His own soft hand
shall wipe the tears from his.
What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? To those who valiantly fought against and survived the brainwashing in Korean prisoner of war camps, it meant vigilance against the enemies of democracy. It meant determination to seek a means of escape. It meant steadfastness in not giving information to the enemy. It meant responsibility, accepting the responsibility for their actions. And finally, it meant dedication to the principles which made our country free. That's what the code meant to American prisoners of war.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Military number 231. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? It means loyalty. Loyalty to his comrades, his country, to his God. It also means honor, a belief in a way of life stronger than life itself. Almost 2,000 years ago, a Roman poet put it this way: "It is the greatest of infamies to prefer life to honor, and to lose, for the sake of living, everything that makes life worth living." Yes, honor and loyalty are the cornerstone of the code. Without them, our military structure would collapse. They are the foundation of the American military man's code of conduct. Military number 232. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man or woman? To Captain Maud Davison, chief of the Army Nurse Corps in the Philippines during World War II, it meant duty beyond personal safety. When Bataan was attacked, Captain Davison was given the chance to escape, but she chose to stay with her nurses and was later imprisoned with them at Santo Tomas. She remained a prisoner for 3 years. During all that time, she fought a never-ending battle for medical supplies and proper treatment for the American prisoners of war. It was because of her help that her fellow prisoners gave her the title of Angel of the Cross. That's what the code meant to Captain Maud Davis. Duty beyond personal safety. Military number 233. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? A poem which came out of World War I comes pretty close to putting the answer into words. It ain't the guns or armament or the money they can pay. It's the close cooperation that makes them win the day. It ain't the individual nor the army as a whole, but the everlasting teamwork of every bloomin' soul. Yes, that's part of what the code means to the American military man. Teamwork and cooperation. Military number 234. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? These are the words of President Woodrow Wilson. Let it be your pride, therefore, to show all men everywhere not only what good soldiers you are, but also what good men are. Let us set for ourselves a standard so high that it will be a glory to live up to it. And then let us live up to it and add a new laurel to the crown of America. Yes, that's what the code means to the American military. Pride in his service, his country, and his way of life.
My son, my son.
Military number 235. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man?
New Britain, number 45.
To the overwhelming majority of those who were prisoners of war in Korea, the code meant the ability to fight any attempts of the communists to make them sign false confessions, either by threats or by force. By resisting force, they recognized the truth of these words. Force leads to fear, and fear makes a small man. For if a man has fear, he is not free. Those who honored the code in Korea returned home free men and unafraid. Military number 236. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? It means doing, saying, writing nothing which may be considered disloyal to his country or to its allies. It means accepting the responsibility for his actions at all times. It means also protecting his democratic way of life against those who would destroy. It has been said that war is a contest of wills, and a trained hand holds the weapon. But it has also been said that the will, the character, the spirit of the individual, these control the hand. These are the important factors in the American military man's code of conduct.
Am I born to die? 47? Next page.
They're getting ready, boys.
Military number 237. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? It means more than just his being a good fighting man. It means the building of a soldier, sailor, marine, or airman's moral character. It means pride in his country and respect for its principles. It means a sense of honor and a sense of responsibility toward a way of life which has made America free. That's what the code means to the American military man. Military number 238. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? It means forging ahead in the face of seemingly overwhelming odds, a stubborn determination to be victorious. It was this devotion to duty which caused one of our greatest naval leaders, David Farragut, to write, As to being prepared for defeat, I certainly am not. Any man who is prepared for defeat would be half defeated before he commenced. That is what the code meant to one American in uniform. This is what it means to all Americans in uniform. Military number 239. Let me ask you a question. Why do Americans in uniform honor a code of conduct? The answer? The United States serviceman, by his service, is protecting his nation. Any shirking of this responsibility or any unwillingness to do his full part weakens this defense and invites disaster. A member of the armed forces is always a fighting man. As such, it is his duty to oppose the enemies of the United States regardless of the circumstances in which he may find himself, whether in active participation in combat or during peacetime duty. This is the meaning of the code of the American military man. Military number 240. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? It means a never-ending fight to protect the democratic principles by which he lives. It means a solemn oath to dedicate his life in the defense of his country's freedom. This responsibility is reflected in the words of President Woodrow Wilson, who said, "Only free peoples can hold their purpose and their honor steady to a common end and prefer the interests of mankind to any narrow interest of their own." That is the true meaning of the code of conduct. Military number 241. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? From the ancient Greeks, we inherited the word democracy and all it stands for. We also inherited from them a pledge of allegiance, a pledge expressed in what the Greeks called the oath of the Athenian young man. It goes, "We will never bring disgrace on this our city by any act of dishonesty or cowardice. We will fight for the ideals and sacred things of the city, both alone and with many." Yes, it was from this ancient Greek oath that the code of our American military men was formed, a code that pledges to protect everything we hold sacred.
Every time the baby
military
cries,
number 242. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? It means recognizing the fact that he is an American, prepared at all times to guard his country and his way of life. It means assuming responsibility for his actions, knowing that what he does and is reflects on those about him. And finally, it means a trust in God and in the United States of America, and a dedication to the principles which made America free. That is what the code means to every American military man. Military number 243. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? Its meaning can be found in words which apply to men of every nation who serve their country in uniform. These words of Winston Churchill. All of us remember that we are on the stage of history, and that whatever our station may be, whatever part we have to play, great or small, our conduct is liable to be scrutinized not only by history, but by our own descendants. These words, spoken by an Englishman, are the code of every good fighting man. A code which gives him pride in his conduct as a military man and the part he is playing in his country's history. Military number 244. What does the code of conduct mean to the American soldier? This is what it meant to Corporal David Hull, who fought in Korea. The American soldier has fought with more spirit drive, and determination than has ever been seen on many a battlefield. We go willingly to this dangerous adventure because we believe in the concepts of human rights and justice respected in our democracy. We do not want to see what has happened here happen to our home and the people we love. That is what the code meant to one American soldier. That is what it means to every American military man. Military number 245. Why do men of our American armed forces honor a code of conduct? General Lawton J. Collins answered the question in this way. We take for granted, much too much in my opinion, the freedoms that we have here at home. Our system is based on the conviction that you and I have a responsibility and a life to live of our own. A responsibility to ourselves and a responsibility to the God Almighty. But I can assure you, we must continue with the program of checking the spread of communism in the world, guaranteeing our freedom of living in order that you and I can enjoy some of these great things in this place which we call America. That is why the American military man honors a code of conduct. Military number 246. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? On Christmas Eve, 1944, General Anthony McAuliffe sent this message to his men fighting at Bastogne. What's merry about all this, you ask? We're fighting. It's cold. We aren't home. All true. But what has the proud Eagle Division accomplished with its worthy comrades? Just this. We have stopped cold everything that has been thrown at us. How effectively this was done will be written in history. We continue to hold Bastogne. By holding Bastogne, we assure the success of the Allied armies. We are giving our country and our loved ones at home a worthy Christmas present. And by being privileged to take part in this gallant feat of arms, we are truly making for ourselves a merry Christmas. That's what the code meant to General Anthony McAuliffe, the will to fight on. That's what it means to every American military man.
A dog on your grave, the best part.
Military number 247. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? It means strength of character and the knowledge that his actions are a reflection on his comrades and his country. This aspect of the code is well illustrated in the words of the great Chinese philosopher Confucius. Intellect is good. Intelligence is bad. But it is character that uses intellect as a servant and makes a man bad or good, weak or great. Strength of character means allegiance to America and to the principles which made it free. It's one of the cornerstones in the American military man's code of conduct.
Pretty Polly and running away.
This is Kurt Bowders and Mark Bowders. We're going to pick and sing a little of Handsome Molly. Thank you.